This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu wa ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'ad. Jumatul Muslimin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So inshallah ta'ala we are, as we do after every salatul duhur, and Tariq, our technical man, Jazallah Khair, Allah reward him for all the good work he's doing in the masjid. He is now going to be recording these and putting them on our Masjid al-Sunni WhatsApp. So for those who haven't been following before, especially for our sisters, our mothers and daughters at home, we are basically taking all the short ahadith, al-ahadith al-qisar. Al-ahadith al-qisar. Qisar is the plural of qasir, which means short. So, al-ahadith al-qisar min Riyad al-Salihin. From Riyad, not Riyad, this is Riyad Wilson. Riyad al-Salihin. From Riyad al-Salihin, which is the compilation of ahadith, of authentic ahadith, compiled by Al-Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And so, inshallah ta'ala, there are some that I've been basically covering them randomly, but I'm now going to rather, inshallah, for the sake of the Jama'ah and for the sake of our brothers and sisters at home, inshallah, I'm going to be taking them in the order that has been given. So we're going to go back to the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an Abi Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda. قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة أكثر من 70 مرة رواه البخاري. So this hadith can be found in the authentic compilation of a hadith of Al-Imam al-Bukhari. Who is the Rabi? The narrator is Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. That is the name of Abu Hurairah. His name was Abdul Rahman. In fact, that's my second name, Riyad Abdul Rahman. So Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr is the name of Abu Hurairah. He's narrating this hadith. It's recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari. And he says, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ I heard the messenger of Allah say. What did he him say? وَاللَّهِ makes a qasam. The messenger of Allah makes a qasam. He says, by Allah, I seek the forgiveness of Allah and I repent to Him in one day, in other words, every day, أكثر من 70 مرة, more than 70 times. More than 70 times, the Messenger of Allah, who is خير خلق الله, the best of Allah's creation, the beloved of Allah, a prophet and messenger of Allah, but yet he seeks the forgiveness of Allah and he repents and returns to Allah in a day more than 70 times. So how much more istighfar should we be making? Like another hadith, the Prophet says, La yughanu ala qalbi. It's like a veil comes over my heart. It's like a veil comes over my heart, he says. Hatta astaghfira rabbi fi kulli yawmin wa laylatin miyata marra. It's like a veil comes over my heart until I seek the forgiveness of my Lord, of my Creator and Sustainer every morning and every evening 100 times. And what are the benefits of istighfar? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار, whoever perpetually seeks the forgiveness of Allah. I mean, how long does it take to say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah 100 times? 3 minutes. And that's just outgoing, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. It was Sayyidah Rabi al-Adawiyya, the great Muslima, Siddiqa, you know, a pious and saintly person she was, Rabi al-Adawiyya. She said, sometimes some people need to make istighfar for the way that they make istighfar. So at least when we are saying astaghfirullah, we should be conscious and mindful of what we're saying. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. 100 times, Not even 3 minutes. Let's say 3 minutes. Shouldn't be less than 3 minutes because then we're going too fast. The Prophet said, whoever perpetually seeks the forgiveness of Allah, جَعَلَ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ دِيْقٍ مَخْرَجًا, Allah will make a way out of every difficulty for them. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا, and Allah will relieve them of every worry and anxiety. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبَ, and Allah will sustain them from where they cannot account. وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. That was what Nabi Nuh said to his people. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ, I say to you, seek the forgiveness of your Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا, this Quran. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا, he is of forgiving. He will send rain down from the sama, in plentiful. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ, and he will aid you, بِأَمْوَالٍ, with wealth, وَبَنِينَ, and children. And he will make for you gardens, and he will make for you rivers. Just by seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the mustaghfirin. Allah accept our repentance and forgive us for our sins and cause us to meet him on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, like the day when our mothers gave birth to us. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.